finish up on the UFOs here, give me my take on it, but I've never seen a stealth fighter that looked like the ones I saw. I mean, the body looked the same, but it was like gray and dark gray camo like that, but that's tan. I told him just pull up a stealth fighter, and I guess they said first flight of the stealth fighter, and it, you know, goes back to when I was a kid, but that's what I saw three of, 2 hours south of Dallas on I-45, and they just shot over, but I remember, it looked more like that, exactly, and it just shot, the three of them shot by, and then hit their afterburners and just zipped off. But I mean, you're a kid, you see, it's like, my dad goes, oh, that must be some kind of secret government plane. So I saw that, and my dad's brother, he was asleep at the time, my dad was like 12, he was about 8, he stayed up late, they sent him from one house to another, because more people came over to get another box of Domino's in East Texas, and he walks out to get it, and he's not a BSer, and saw three flying saucers glowing come up above where my cousin lives now, about 300 yards away, up out of the trees and back down. He saw that. But that's my uncle. I believe him, but I didn't see it. A couple months ago, same deal, 4:30, coffee, back porch. Didn't have my phone on me. Nine red lights. Three on top, three in the middle, three on bottom. And they're moving pretty quick over the house. And then out, however far out, they merge in like 20 seconds into a white ball and disappears. But that was obviously man-made. I could tell they were drones of some type. Then, like I said a few weeks ago, I'm out there, light up an old cigar. I'm trying to be graphic. I was literally pissing on a tree. And I'm kind of like this, going, And all of a sudden, I see this huge, white flash. There was low cloud cover, but you could still see the sky. I was like, what the hell? I want to see more of that. But is that a huge meteor storm? And all of a sudden, where it explodes, all those little things are like going, yeah, 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 yeah. They fly around. And then it goes, shoo. Then 3 hours later, Sean Johnson starts talking about how he's out in the morning and sees these little orbs flying around, and he's like 5 miles from me. So what I'm saying is, obviously, everybody's seeing it. I personally have seen more UFO activity in the last month than I've seen my whole life. So something is going on. And, yeah, to see, I remember when I first, when George H.W. Bush, for the Iraq War, if you remember, right before that war, he rolls out the stealth B-2 bomber and the fighter. And I'm like, oh, that's what I saw. Except it wasn't painted like that. It was painted black. So I knew that, and we knew it was human. We saw it. Now, remember, I'm like 8, 9 years old, and I saw this. They probably had that for 20 years before they even saw that. And my dad told the story years later. He's out running a tractor one winter, shredding over some stuff that hadn't been cut. And he said he saw a giant thing that looked like the B-2 fly over. And I know you've all got your stories, too. You've seen it, too. You know. You saw it. My point is, it isn't a giant flashing, the size of a comet exploding, and then orbs are flying around and disappear in 15 seconds. So Tim Dillon's right, and the globalists tried COVID to get control. They admitted it was in the documents to get control. It didn't work. They're not going to stop. They're going to have war, fake alien attacks, everything else. And you know it's not going to be real aliens. They're all hyping it up. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a bunch of aliens are about to arrive. Well, real aliens are already so advanced, if they want to get rid of us, they would have already done it. Or they would have manipulated us through the space-time continuum in our minds, like the devil does, fallen, stranded here on this planet. So I believe the Bible. What we're being messed with by is interdimensional. And they've given the technology to humans that are working with them. Because if you study all the Grand Grimoires and Solomon, you do sacrifices and weird and demon rituals, so they would give you advanced technology or alchemy. And that's what they do with Skull and Bones, all of it. So they're feeding us these ideas to manipulate our development. And now they're about to launch. I think we're on the cusp of a fake alien invasion. But I think exposing it may make them back off. But I'm telling you, almost all this stuff is human. But what I've seen, the first thing I saw was drones. A month or so, whatever it was. But the stuff 2 weeks ago, this is not human, folks. You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. the CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so I just did 30 minutes on UFOs, and clearly they're getting ready for something big. We put the phone system back up on my screen, and we'll take your calls on that, and then I'm going to get into Bill Gates and what I know is going on. Because you know me, people used to ask, why were you a big UFO guy in the past? Well, because I couldn't prove it. I mean, I could have FEMA documents about plans to break up our families, put us in forced labor camps. That's official executive orders. People wouldn't believe that. People don't believe U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, that said it's legal for law enforcement and experimental purposes to use lethal chemical, biological, and other lethal testing on the public. They later changed the code, but people didn't believe when I used to read that. They wouldn't solve it themselves. I mean, I can't get people to just admit stuff that's documented. But now there is such hype and all this programming for decades, 60 years. Everything's coming to a head now. The old age is over. I don't mean some new age thing. I mean, the old system's dying, fourth turning. It's here. It's happening. But what I do know is that Bill Gates is involved with genetically mutating mosquitoes and releasing them in the U.S. and Latin America and other areas, Africa. He is involved breeding up these deadly ticks. The CIA has declassified they're involved. And now these ticks, when you see this footage, people find these boxes that fall out of the sky, that's how they do it, planes at night, and just all these baby ticks pour out of it. And I've been on hunting all over the country, in Canada, you name it, and I know where ticks are, and I've seen what baby ticks look like. This is 100% thousands of baby ticks pouring out of a box. And this is what everybody's reporting everywhere. They keep catching videos of this, the same boxes, little tin boxes, full of these ticks that are loaded with alpha-gal syndrome virus. So when they bite you, you can never eat red meat again. A lot of times you die. And that's Bill Gates especially. Wait till you see this footage coming up. But I want to at least get to Brett, Bart, Taylor, Peter, Miss Lou, and a few others, and I'm going to hit this other news. I had a big AI presentation today, but it's so powerful and so important. Just the video is 35 minutes long. It is so evil. And they have really revealed their master plan in it. And so I've had this video for about a week, and every time I'm about to air it, I just... I've got to dedicate a two-hour special to this, then I'll post it on X and Rumble everywhere so you can see it, because I can't just play the clip. It's a total seduction. They give these dozens of scenarios that the AIs come up with of what's going to happen with AI, and they run from bad to worse. You know the answer is, of course, the same message. Just merge with AI now and get ahead of it and just surrender now and it'll be okay. This is so demonic. Yeah, wait till you see this report. It is my plan to not just do The Daily Show, which we already do different extra shows a week, but I've just got to start doing these special things. Everybody loves it. But this new report is, they're telling you exactly what they're doing in it. I mean, it is uber, uber important. MIT put this out, explains the 12 possible endings for AI. And you're going to see a lot of this. Oh, we heard you say that 20 years ago. Exactly. I was the first to explain a lot of this because I already know the master plan. I'm not a technical guy or guru, but I know what they want, so I know what they're pushing. And whatever they push is going to have this outcome. The end of humanity as we know it, the end of free will, the end of our species, the end of men and women together in procreation. That's the Brave New World plan. And they're saying surrender to AI. It's unstoppable. It's all a head game, just like global warming. If we oppose it, doesn't mean all of AI, but oppose the way it's being deployed, they're done. And I told you the big fight will come down to they're going to want a centralized AI that looks like a bunch of other AIs. What they don't want is everybody being able to have their own AIs and diversity in AI. It's going to be one church of the Antichrist, one AI, one ring to bring them all together and in the darkness bind them. That's put the actual Lord of the Rings quote for me on one ring. Thank you. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Who's up next here? This new phone system drives me. The old phone system showed me how long they were on hold. Does this one not do that? I loved our old phone system. You know, so much technology gets worse as it comes out. Like, we have a 20-year-old phone system that shows all this stuff. This one doesn't show how long somebody's been on hold. Oh, we're going to talk about this phone system for a while. I'm not mad at it. Like, how does it not say how long somebody's been on hold? Oh, it is. I'm retarded. Brett in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yo, Mr. Jones.
Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for all you do and for all you've been going through. It's such an injustice, and it's so crazy to see. And I wanted to say thanks to the listeners for continuing to support you, to continue to get the truth out and spread this message, man. You know.
Well, I want to thank you for thanking me, but here's the deal. I signed up for this. I'm just blessed people back me enough that I haven't been destroyed yet. I'm just glad I'm still in the game. I asked to be a NASCAR driver. That's the equivalent, doing this. So, I mean, I'm doing what I love. I just keep backing me, and I appreciate you. But I'm not doing you a favor. We're all under attack, bro. I'm just fighting for my own life. If somebody was holding me under the water, drowning me, and I'm fighting to get out of the water, people go, God, you fought that guy. You got him off you. I'm like, yeah, he's freaking killing me. I'm just saying it's not heroic when you're being drowned to fight back. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. And that's why I say the supporters are so crucial, too, because, you know, now it's so funny what the Onion is doing. And, you know, what Bloomberg is doing, it's atrocious. And it's
well, I'll give you this, though. Those of us that are willing to be at the tip of the spear and walk point, we do need your support because I do represent you. I care about humanity. I will fight tyrants. I can't be bought. I won't back down. So I will say this, listeners, thanks for thanking me, but I love this. But you do need to know that I'm literally like your sentinel, your soldier, that I work for you. That is a fact.
Absolutely. Well, that's why justice is so important, man. You know, you see all this stuff that happened with COVID and that happened with Epstein and, you know, the 2020 election. It's just so obvious now. And if nothing happens by May 11th, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but if nothing happens to Fauci by May 11th, you know, I think it's time for every American to take a stronger look at what's happening, you know? And
yeah, I'm going from memory. I've got Rand Paul's quote. I read it last night on air. Thought he said the 14th, but I believe you, it's 11th. Yeah, so we've got 6 days for him to be charged for perjury. The statute of limitations is up, and he's cut and dry lying about gain of function. We have his emails saying cover it up.
Emails? It's nonsense. It's nonsense. You can't do that as a doctor, government official. It's ridiculous. So if nothing happens by then, and I'm learning from you just now about this ground invasion in Iran, you know, all this stuff is a total betrayal of what we're hoping to happen, I would say, you know. But, you know, I'm not sure what the next step is. I'm not sure what people do, but you have to have the courage to speak out against it.
Like, well, it's like I said.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're on this together, brother. Thank you. If the Mullahs could have fallen, like Trump thought, okay, but the CIA and Mossad and all of them, they never want to put a good government in. Like I said, okay, take Maduro out, but don't leave the commies in. They left the commies and the communist vice president in, and they're not having elections. So we didn't go down there and liberate those people. It's always the same. It's always the same. And I thought it would be different with Trump. It wasn't. I mean, I guessed it wouldn't be, but I said maybe it will be. And then they're already talking about regime change in Cuba, but leaving their regime in power. I mean, do you hear what I'm saying here? He's gone. And I'm not trying to be a pessimist. I just, like, Iran doesn't have a marine mammal weapon system. The U.S. has the biggest, then the Russians and Chinese. They're like, oh, they're going to blow dolphins up with no proof. Meanwhile, we have the biggest army of dolphins that plant explosives on your ship and do a great job. It's like, I just know that's not true. Like, oh, we got to attack them. They're being mean to dolphins. Stop lying to me. It's enough they hang people that are Christians from cranes or whatever if they convert from Islam. I'm not a fan. I don't need to be lied to. Stop insulting me. Stop it. And Israel lied to get us into this war, and they think it's funny. And just like the proto-Zionists sold out the Jews in Europe to get their state, they're going to sell out Israel and blow it up, just like Michael Young said. And people go, oh, good, they deserve it. Oh, yeah. You know what comes out of that? Think multi-steps ahead, folks. Every time I say this, people go, oh, I knew it, you work for them. I'm like, I don't want Israel blown up. I don't want anybody blown up. And all you idiots who think we just blew up Israel, they're going to be fine. You're not blowing them up. They have a bunch of nuclear weapons. I've looked ahead. It's been set up as the global detonator for the end of the world. So use your brain. All right, who's up next here? Liz in Ohio. Liz in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Appreciate you.
Hey, Alex, what an amazing honor. Boy, oh, boy. Couple of quick things I wanted to tell you about. You may know about this already. I purchased a book from a fellow, and he's 90 years old. He's in Illinois. His name is Chris Fogarty, and he writes about something called The Perfect Holocaust and Those Who Kept It Perfect, and it's specifically about the Irish Holocaust. I'm not going to call it a famine. I haven't finished the book, but since you and since you and Jan talked about that, I think that's something worth investigating. He might be a great guy to connect with. He's done a ton of research about the history of Ireland as well as those who covered it up. He spent 8 years looking at military documents and all the regiments that came from Britain to steal the food from the Irish peasants. So that's number one.
Yeah, 100%. All the major potato blights were staged. That's like you said, it's been partially declassified by the British. Now they're doing it through the EU, flooding them with North Africans and Muslims. So the globalists have a big hard-on for the Irish.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we were taught such lies, of course, and in history class, and you're given, like, maybe two sentences about the Irish, quote-unquote, potato famine. And you think for an agrarian culture that's...
I didn't hang up on you. You still there, Liz?
Yeah, I'm there. Uh-huh, sure.
You said for agrarian culture?
Yeah, you say for an agrarian culture that's you know, thousands of years, you know, before this event happened, were just too stupid and they did monoculture. Like, that's not really what they were doing. So I encourage people to really dig into that and of course, homeschool your children and forsake all these horrible government-based education systems.
Well, look what Bill Gates is doing. It's coming up. He's releasing ticks that give you alpha-gal syndrome, so you can't eat beef. He's releasing mosquitoes that have, you know, all this garbage in them, malaria. They are sabotaging civilization. He released a COVID shot that colonizes your body with HIV spike protein.
Well, because they love you. They love us. They want to eradicate poverty, right, by killing the poor people. So, yeah, no, I mean, this is the diabolical nature of these fools, right?
Well, that's why, I forget the name of the father of modern satire. He was Irish, but he was a British lord, but he wrote it under the pseudonym. Who wrote A Modest Proposal? Swift? Yeah, guys, look up Modest Proposal. You can read the essay. Yeah, Jonathan Swift. And then he does this whole sarcastic thing saying, well, if we're not going to help the Irish, when they're actually engineering it, how about we tell their ladies to raise a baby and fatten it up and that we'll buy it for our parties and we'll eat their baby like a turkey. And, you know, the Irish should just sell their children to be eaten by cannibals by the British aristocracy. And it was a sensation, but some people who took it seriously said, yeah, that's a good idea. So that is this elitism of the modest proposal. That's why I said this is a modest proposal 5 years ago or whatever. I said if they do the lockdowns for a long time, if they shut everything down, it did kill like 80 million people extra in famine, we will find up collapsing here. And I said, doesn't the left understand? You don't know how to skin a buck or run a trot line. If my children were starving, I would then understand I've got to eat my neighbors. I'm not going to eat my conservative neighbors. I'll eat my leftist neighbors. I'll haul your ass up with a chain and eat you like corn on the cob. And I said, this is satire. I'm not going to really do it. But they cut it out and said, Jones just said he's going to eat his neighbors. Actually, I had neighbors come over a month later and say they're going to eat us. So, Liz, I appreciate your call. By the way, we had Michael Yon mentioned. There's a bunch of versions. There's a song version. There's my rant version of I Will Eat Your Ass. Guys, pull up the song version, Alex Jones, I Will Eat Your Ass Like Corn on the Cob. When we come back, we'll play that before we get to the ticks. But thank you, Liz. Great points. Taylor in Ohio, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Michael Taylor at Going to Get You on X. I tried reaching out to you in DMs to bring this point up to you, but real quick, before I get to that, I mentioning the ticks, it's not just beef that it gives you an allergy to. It's lamb, pork, and venison, and all dairy. So it is dangerous, and I'm telling you, I'm an avid outdoorsman. I've had 4 ticks latch onto me already this year, and that's more than I've had in my lifetime bite me. So, and I'm only getting them in state parks, weirdest thing. But my point for calling is the USS Gerald Ford and its battle group being recalled. I find it kind of uncanny that the battle group was recalled just less than 24 hours after the Senate voted and said Trump doesn't need approval to attack Cuba. So I'm wondering if they're not calling that battle group back, not to actually come to dock, but to use it as an assault in Cuba. I kind of wondered how you felt about that.
Well, look, I mean, on the surface, Trump's like, China came into our hemisphere, Cuba, Venezuela, Mexico elections, I'm taking them out. But then they put the communists back in, and he's like, oh, Iran, the dollar will be strong, we're cutting off China, plus they've got weapons, I'm tough, right thing to do. But it's a trap by the globalist above him with BlackRock, and they're already sabotaging the economy, and he's going to be set up. You can see it. So Trump, right. Like, oh, I'm Machiavelli, I'm going to go do all this. And they lied to him and said Iran would fall in 3 to 4 days. It didn't. So, and now Trump knows he was set up, but he keeps just hoping he gets out of this. And then his surrogates call me and others a traitor because we're simply trying to get him to understand he's been set up. And by the way, I don't give him an out. I know the people that know Trump. I know all about it. He has said, I didn't understand things 8 years ago. It worked. I know a little bit more now. I thought the military was all patriots. You didn't know they were all globalist trained? No, he's good at real estate. He's good at being on TV. He's very smart at business. But folks, he was an outsider. He doesn't know how any of this works. I have to say this stuff 12 hours a day to even keep up to date on it. He doesn't know. He'd be like, okay, you're a passive football watcher. That's kind of like Trump. Are you a coach for 40 years that's already won a bunch of state championships, you know, in college, now you're an NFL coach? It's a whole different ballgame, okay? And so Trump is in over his head.
And yeah, and I feel like if he does make a move on Cuba, it'll be either May 15th or 22nd because the battle group's due to be back around the 11th. And we know he likes making moves on Fridays. But I tried DMing you, but you're a hard man to get a hold of. And thank you for all you do.
No, I mean, I did see that. And again, I'm not going to cry my Cheerios if Cuba falls. But what if they have a resistance and now we get stuck in the fight? Now it's full invasion while he's fighting in Ukraine, which we're running at, while we're fighting against Iran. What's China going to do when we're pinned down? They're going to start making moves. You can see the setup here. And, I mean, do you think Trump really is going to invade Cuba?
I really do. I think he wants an easy win for his ego, just like Venezuela was.
Well, grabbing Maduro when we bought off the Venezuelan security forces. They only had like 50 Cubans guarding him, which was still Delta Force, incredible mission. Trump's like, no one even got hurt, no casualties. No, a couple of them got shot, pretty serious. But the point was, yeah, it was daring. It was, you know, hole in one. We got the best military. Great. He leans on it. We'll see how great we are. Okay, snatching and grabbing one guy with all this backstory, that's not taking out Cuba. And the more you roll the dice on this, who knows what's going to happen.
Amen.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. The bigger thing is, I'm not defending Trump. I'm just telling my research. Never found any evidence of him with the underage girls or Epstein stuff. But he told Marjorie Taylor Greene, and later he said on the news, my friends will be embarrassed. Then he defended Lutnick that lied about going to the island, living next door to him and all that. I went over there once. He said, I'll give you a massage, a special kind. I never came back, except to go to his island with your kids a bunch. So Trump told MTG, and he said it on air and embarrasses his friends since then. I can go, oh, Trump's better, but I'm not signing on to that. I'm not part of that. It's real simple. I am not going to sit there and undersign, underscore, endorse, co-sign on that. And I don't think you are as well. So people are like, oh, they're going to win the midterms. Oh, you need to back Trump. You're panicking. You're a Democrat. No, I'm not. Trump's behavior in all the detailed scientific polls was doing it, not me trying to get him to stop destroying himself and us along with him. And I am beside myself the Democrats are going to win the midterms. I am beside myself they're going to come right back persecuting me. But I cannot morally go, well, I'll just kiss Trump's ass and I'll go to Mar-a-Lago and he'll tell me how great I am for 2 minutes and pat me on the head and mention me in front of a crowd. And I go, ooh, I'm powerful. Everyone's like, ooh, Trump mentioned you. It's junior high, folks. It's a joke. I don't care about that. I don't want to be anywhere near that. So Trump is the best house in a bad neighborhood. Well, how about I don't accept your neighborhood? I'm not going to lower my standards for this. I mean, look, a lot of listeners got pissed at me, and it's not why I came after Trump. It was him saying we'll destroy a whole civilization in one day and all the other, and Israel bragging they run him. I hit a tipping point. I said I was getting close. I don't see things as lesser two evils, but if something is way better than the other, I can't then throw my support behind the bad thing. But when the good things start sinking, getting worse and worse, I have to say I'm against it. And when all of his surrogates came out and attacked me and said I was scum and an Iranian agent and all this stuff, I didn't attack Trump more intensely because they did that to me, but it let me know he's got a dangerous number of cult members that he thinks will endorse him, anything he does. I need to go to war with that lie and with those constituents, who, by the way, are like 20% Trump supporters. They now know it. I've done a canvas of all these famous talk show hosts and influencers. You've heard a bunch of them on the air, Gavin McGinnis. Gavin's like, well, I still support the war, but not troops on the ground. I think you're probably going to be right. And God, I'm loyal. He's like 89% of the Trump supporters he knows are done. That's the number I get everywhere, folks. You think I'm happy about that? No. But there's one thing in InfoWars will get you fired like that. You got bad news, you keep it from me, you're fired. I'm not one of these people that wants bad news behind the scenes to go on. I don't know. First person to give me bad news that's important, that person gets a bonus. But there's this culture of hide it, hide it, hide it, obfuscate it, cover it up. No. Sunshine is the disinfectant. We need sunshine and then sunshine and then more sunshine. And that's why I get so upset. And I know I explain this because I know most of you understand it better than I do. Most of this audience, the most hardcore people, were pissed at me going, why don't you spend more time bashing Trump? Well, because of all this other good stuff. And I would mention the bad, but I'm like, you know, you push him too hard, he's pig-headed, he'll go the other direction. But at a certain point, I'm like, I'm not going to think about how this works anymore because God says justice be done by the heavens fall. I mean, at a certain point, I have just got to tell the truth and not worry about what the consequences are. Because the consequences was Trump failing and the Democrats winning. I wasn't like consequences that they come after me. I'm in less danger of coming after Trump. The consequence is what is the moral thing to do? So I struggled heavily with this and made the decision that I'm just going to call out Trump with the hopes he turns around. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesnetwork.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built, and we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So If I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will. I will eat your ass. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you. I will eat your ass. I'll barbecue your ass flat. I will cook your ass up so fast. And I'll tell them, oh, I killed a cow out back, baby. You think Christ would eat somebody? He would never do that. I will. I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will. I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob.
I'm ready.
I will eat you. I will eat your ass. To know, I will eat your ass first. I swear to God, if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna get my hands around your throat.
was on Message to the Left and the Great Reset and Bill Gates. I just talked about Bill Gates and the larger club. That we're going to eat him. He wants to eat us. That's what it comes down to. Crack it up. All right, let's take Jason Johnson, Miss Lou, Bruce, Josh, and Bart's calls. I got to hit this tick news before Harrison takes over, so I got to move quick here. Sorry, I spent so much time with their callers. They were great. I'm sure you're great, too. Peter, New Hampshire, predictive programming. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
And earlier in the show, you had mentioned, potentially if we can expose what they're trying to do enough, maybe they won't do it, right? Or maybe it'll defer them from doing certain actions. And what I wanted to talk about was predictive programming related to some of the imagery that they use in order to kind of tell us what they're going to do so that they have that kind of spiritual, cover from the bad repercussions from it. So I don't know if this is possible or not, but if you wanted to do some B-roll and kind of show what I'm going to talk about, on the screen behind me or behind you so that people could actually see the imagery that I'm talking about. It's a website called collectfiles.com. And if you do a search on there, on the video search for On the Money, it will give you a little 1.5 minute video that you can play behind it to show you the images that I'm talking about. But
It again. What's the website and what's the search?
It's collectfiles.com.
Collect files?
Collect files. K-L-E-C-K. Files. F-I-L-E-S.com.
Okay.
And at the top, I can't see what you're doing right now, but on the top, it's if you just put in the search bar for like a video, you put type On the Money.
All right.
And it will bring up
what's it show? If we don't get it now, I'm sure it's my impulse will put it out. What's it show?
Well, what it shows is if you take currency that we use in the U.S. And you fold it into a pentagram and you turn it upside down, it shows you images of what's on that. And some of those images that come up on certain bills are the Oklahoma City bombing. And what the video does is it shows you.
I saw this at the time. It shows 9/11 perfectly, Pentagon, everything.
Right. But what's interesting,
I've done it myself with the money. It's true.
Yeah. But if you take like the $10 bill, for example, the new one, the one that came out with a different color, that's orange. If you fold it, that one, it shows you a nuclear blast with a tidal wave going over a building. All right. If you take, I think that's a $10 bill. If you take the $100 bill, it shows you another image of a tidal wave going over buildings, similar to The Day After Tomorrow, if you've ever seen that movie where, they have the ocean flow into New York City and take out all the cars and everything. That's what the image shows. So I thought if people knew, hey, this is what they're planning based on, they already did Oklahoma City, they already did 9/11, here are the future ones that they just put out the money for, and maybe we could get them not to.
No, that's a great point. We better start. Is somebody put a video out now? As you said, it's folding the new money? Because they did redesign everything.
Yes, they did. So if you go to collectfiles.com and you just search in the search bar for a video, On the Money, there's just a little 1 minute video if you want to actually.
Yeah, we just showed the On the Money video, so it has the new files too.
Yes, it has the new bills. The $10 bill is the new one, and he superimposes, an image of a building, with the image that's on the bill, both with. So actually the way the imagery is done is it's almost like a little three-part video where, you take a picture and then you
it's like stop-start animation.
Yes, stop-start animation. Yes, perfect. So that's what it's doing. So it actually shows the water coming over the building.
Now I see it.
Three different,
shows a nuke going off in the ocean. That's what the Russian nuke torpedo does.
Exactly, the Poseidon. So I'm thinking that maybe they set that off somewhere in the Atlantic and it shoots over New York City. And this is the image they're giving us before they do it, so they don't get the negative blowback. And if we expose them, maybe they'll choose not to do it.
That's metaphysical. They have to tell you what they're going to do before. Thank you so much. I didn't think to look at all the new money came out in the last year. They redesigned everything other than the $1 bill. Wow. Powerful call. Thank you. Let's go to Bruce in Maine, enemies and friends. Go ahead. You're on the air, Bruce.
Hello, Alex. I called because of what you said earlier. You said you're judged by your friends and your enemies, and we all know who your enemies are. And your friends are Mike Lindell and Ted Nugent and all those guys. I was just wondering if maybe someday you could have a, before July 4th, you could have a get-together somehow, maybe in Texas, so you don't have to travel too far. But you could have a get-together of Robert Barnes and Ted Nugent, General Flynn, Michael Savage, MTG, Stephen Greer, Proud Boys, all your people.
No, that's a great idea. That's like herding cats, but I'd love to have a 4th of July rally somewhere with all those people.
Yeah, and have it close to home so you don't have to travel too far. Cause
I don't mind traveling, but I would definitely go to something like that.
And, you know, we don't want to sit around and talk too much. We want to try to figure out something we can do as far as what's coming up, you know, like Bill Gates, and how do we get a bunch of grand juries together to get something done without the legal system dragging their feet on everything. I know we, the people, can bring charges to people, too, if we have grand juries convened, so something like that. As far as the UFO deal, maybe they're just going to show up a bunch of UFOs and start blasting people if their plans don't work with World War III. You know, they'll just start laser beaming the rest of us and try to get rid of a lot of us that way.
Well, it's a perfect way to unify us. I've seen all these UN documents and other statements by government saying if we had a UFO invasion, that would unify humanity. And yeah, they had playing cards 30 years ago that were put out in Austin, by the way, by this game developer who also makes video games, that basically describes every piece of what we're dealing with.
I don't doubt it. And like that guy said with the money, you know, 9/11 came through, Oklahoma City bombing, now what? Tidal wave. So that doesn't sound good. Our future doesn't sound too good. But it's all in the book, Revelations and everything. So we got something to look forward to, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. Revelation is manifesting right in front of our face. Thank you, Bart. I could talk 10 hours to each one of these callers. I've got to move questions to everybody now. Thank you, Bart. Let's go ahead now. Who's up next? Who's been holding the last call was okay, now we're talking to Bart in Georgia. Go ahead, Bart.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Before I get into this Iran escalation, I want to talk about your fantastic product, methylene blue. This is the best product you've ever had, even better than iodine. But anyway, I want to talk about this war, okay? You are absolutely right. This will cause a lockdown. Let's just say gas gets to $8 a gallon. I won't be able to drive my car anymore. And if you get, and it's about principle, too. I know what I'm supposed to pay for everything. They want to lock us down with high gas prices. And what I don't think it's going to work, but I think Trump thinks he can force Iran to sell oil in U.S. dollars. So I think it's about oil and money in the petrodollar. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Well, thank you. I mean, no, they've had Lutnick and Bessent and a bunch of them say in the last few months, oh, this is really about the petrodollar and making them buy this in dollars. So they've actually said that. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, Bart. Who's up next now? Let's go to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First-time caller. I just want to say, first of all, thank you for all your supplements. Definitely saved my life during that fake COVID pandemic scam we went through. So thank you guys.
Well, thank you for buying them, brother. Yeah, we only sell good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, I had a theory with Trump I wanted to shoot with you. So I believe, you know, ever since Charlie Kirk, when he died, rest in peace to him, I think, you know, everything's been downhill after that. I think they did that to scare Trump, you know, and say, hey, we're going to take you out and your whole family, so you better
get
on
board. Yeah, well, there's no doubt he made the main change, of course, when Charlie got killed. And right around that time, Elon left right before that. So, yeah, I think, yeah, so what happened? What changed?
Yeah, like I said, I think they just scared the hell out of Trump, and they killed Charlie, you know, in front of him and said, yeah, you better play ball or, you know, we're going to take you out and your whole family. I think ever since then, this is, yeah, he sold out.
Yeah, people say Butler was fake. I got a good eye, and I know the trajectories and bullets killing people, and the bullet was caught on tape, and it grazes here. I don't think that was fake at all. But I am having questions about D.C. a few weeks ago. That was very bizarre.
Yeah, that was really strange. I agree with you, too.
Well, do you think Michael Yon's right that Trump's unsalvageable? Okay, well, if we don't put pressure on him to do the right thing, then what do we do? I think we have a responsibility to put pressure on Trump. But what do you think that pressure is?
Yeah, like I said, yeah, I think we just got to keep calling him out. And, yeah, we don't agree with this war. And, you know, we got to do America first like he promised us. And, you know, hopefully I try to get him back. If not, then we just got to move on. You know?
You're 100% on target, brother. Thanks for the call. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to, just checking how long you've been on hold here. Let's talk to Ms. Lou in Florida. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Ms. Lou.
Hey, Alex. Boy, you nailed it. Because in the info world, the most important commodity is truth. That's it. Good or bad, truth is what people need to know. Now, I also want to say that thank God that you came up with Plan B to set up your studio and everything else to keep it away from, to win the battle against the censorship complex that is only going to get worse. Now, I've been a Trump supporter, but I agree with everything that you and Michael Yon said. I don't know about unsalvageable yet, but because I always hold out hope that we can take the midterms. But I'll tell you what, that gentleman that called that his son was in boot camp, okay, and he said that they were prepping him for war. I lived in Vietnam. I was in college during Vietnam, and I'm having shakes of deja vu here. So I want you to revisit a movie. It was directed by Robert Redford in 2007, and it's called Lions for Lambs. And it actually shows both sides, the patriotic side and what happens to them, and then the skeptical side, which, of course, is Meryl Streep as a reporter. And she comes up with the facts. And I'm telling you, it's a really good look at what happened in Iraq, what happened to Vietnam, and what was going on.
No, I saw it. That was a great film he made. And
yeah, revisit it. I'm telling you, because it'll point exactly to what's going on today. So that's really all I wanted to say. Thank God, again, I'm a product supporter too, but thank God that you were able to step out of what the left was doing. Because, you know, one of the first things they'll do when they get back in power is blow open those borders. We won't have a country.
Well, that's why I'm so frustrated with Trump going sideways, is we need him. And then he attacks his own supporters when we're just trying to get him back on course. But that's because Laura Loomer and Mark Levin are advising him. And they're literally Israeli operatives while they accuse us of being foreign operatives when we're just telling the truth. So I don't know. I mean, but we're 66 days in. He's totally pissed behind the scenes. It's coming out. He wants it over. He knows he was lied to. But he just keeps thinking, oh, we can break the blockade or we can do this. No, you can't. Thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. All right. Let's go to Mike in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I called in earlier, or I called in a few weeks ago, and you got after me. But I'm going to tell you something. The only way that we can win the situation, and before I continue, I worked in battalion operations in the Marine Corps, so I know what I'm talking about. The only way possible that we can get out of this now is to force the Straits. Now, give me a second here, because that's how it's going to go if we're going to win. You've got to bring up a diversion coming up from the Indian Ocean to draw the troops out of the Straits. It's going to be 100% more difficult than it was, would have been before the bombing, because they know what the strategic objective is now. But you've got to have a two-prong invasion, and as they pull troops out of the out of those islands in the Straits to go to the other point where we're attacking, that's when you've got a force with a couple of Marine Expeditionary Units. It's going to be bloody, but it's all that can be done. President Trump cannot get out of this now. We've got to force the Straits. That's the only way you can do it. And as the diversionary people come up from the Indian Ocean, in front of them, you carpet bomb. It's going to be bloody. It's the only thing that can be done now.
Well, I said this 65 days ago. I said, once we're committed, it's going to be really hard to pull out of this because of the ramifications of how weak we'll look if this happens. But we already look weak with him declaring victory 30 times.
Correct. And what should have happened is those islands in the straits, before one bomb was dropped anywhere else on Iran, you should have had special operations and Marines take those islands first, secure those islands, and then start bombing Iran. This is what happens when we let Israel plan our military action.
Which is exactly why I was against it, which is why Correct. The Pentagon told Trump, don't do it. And that's my Correct. Dad's argument, though, geopolitically. Well, now that we've done this, we're done as an empire. That's what we are if we don't win this. And Israel's idiotic plan is to drop nukes on them. It'll make us international pariah with them. They want to join us to them that are already pariah with horrible advice.
Well, this is where we're going. And there's no other alternative, because the longer we delay taking the straits, the greater the stranglehold is, not just on the economy of the United States, on the economy of the whole world. And this is the globalist plan to turn everybody against us.
But Roland, that's why I said it shouldn't be done.
We've already committed. We have no choice now.
Thanks for the call. All right, I'm out of time. Tomorrow, if you want to give us your name and number, we'll call you back, or I can get back in. Jason, Scott, Jacob, and Jason, we're out of time. So I want to air these little clips here that are important of why they banned me and where we're going in the future. But please check out the new news website, alexjoneslive.com, alexjoneslive.com. The bad guys really don't want you to check that out. I didn't spend any time on their latest attacks on us, but that's going to be hitting the news very soon. We're doing a big court filing, if it isn't already filed, showing the latest stuff they did. I've been asked to talk about it until it's filed, then I'll talk about it tomorrow. Please remember, we are supported by you buying T-shirts to spread the word. Those are great. We have a great selection, some of the best designs. But we have the best supplements. They work. The Methylene Blue, all of it, they're insanely good. We have Methylene Blue gummies. Those are selling out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then stuff like the trench daggers with the skull crushers and the brass knuckles and all that, they're sold out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But at RealAlexJones.com, that's a sister site, they held some back, but they're almost sold out. So a lot of items sold out at TheAlexJonesStore.com are available at RealAlexJones.com. That's because they hold back inventory for that, because that previously went to purely fund the Alex Jones Network. Now it's all the same thing, but she needs to know that items not available at TheAlexJonesStore.com are available at RealAlexJones.com. That's just one word. All right, so here are these quick, important reports. And then Harrison Smith's going to come right into this chair. I didn't hit the ticks. I promise you, unless there's some huge news, probably will be, but before the first hour's over tomorrow, I'm going to hit all this, because this is really important. I mentioned it a lot, but didn't cover it enough. Here's those reports. Stay with us.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Collective.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The globalists think they've had a victory shutting down a URL, InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to people. The war on for the mind is universal, and we are witnessing the great awakening of populism and the fourth turning right now. If you think the New World Order's been exposed so far for their Epstein pedophile rings, warmongering, and more, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the next chapter in the InfoWar starts now at alexjoneslive.com. That is the coordinates of the tip of the spear in the resistance. And also go to alexjonesapp.com to download on Android and Apple our app for free, to watch the show, to see our latest news reports, and more. Whatever you do, save and share those URLs, alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now, Paul Revere's. You're unstoppable, and the globalists are going down. is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship, and I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh. I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the InfoWar is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down, share that URL in your whole email list, your text message list, all over X, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere else. The coordinates of the next level, the next phase, the chapter in the fight against the tyrants is alexjoneslive.com. And go to alexjonesapp.com and download on Android or on Apple free the app for the new Alex Jones Live show that has audio and video feeds, the articles, special reports, and more. The tyrants are counting on you to not take this serious. They're counting on you to not take action. So take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball is in your court. Roll over and submit to tyranny or stand up and fight 1776 2.0. You're unstoppable. But I know this. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And if they were looking for a fight, they better believe they got one.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.